Devanand Pandit was a professional reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam. But by the mercy of Vakreshwar Pandit and the grace of the Lord, he understood the devotional interpretation of the Bhagavatam. So please repeat. Devanand Pandit was a professional reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam. But by the mercy of Vakreshwar Pandit and the grace of the Lord, he understood the devotional interpretation of the Bhagavatam. Purport. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Leela, chapter 21, it is stated that Devanand Pandit was an inhabitant of the same village in which the father of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Visharad, lived. He was a professional reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like his interpretation of it. In the present town of Navadvip, which was formerly known as Kulia, Lord Chaitanya showed such mercy to him that he gave up the Mayavad interpretation of Srimad Bhagavatam and learned how to explain Srimad Bhagavatam in terms of bhakti. Formerly, when Devanand was expounding the Mayavad interpretation, Shivas Thakur was once present in his meeting. And when he began to cry, Devanand's students drove him away. Some days later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that way. And when he met Devanand, he chastised him severely because of his Mayavad interpretation of Srimad Bhagavatam. At that time, Devanand had little faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an incarnation of Lord Krishna. But one night, some time later, Vakreshwar Pandit was a guest in his house, and when he explained the science of Krishna, Devanand was convinced about the identity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, he was induced to explain Srimad Bhagavatam according to the Vaishnava understanding. In the Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, it is described that he was formerly Bhaguri Muni, who was the Sabha Pandit, who recited Vedic literatures in the house of Nanda Maharaj. So because we are covering three verses today, I'm going to read verse 75 and 76, and there is very small purports in those two verses. And then we begin our discussion in three verses. Text 75. Garuda Panditulaya Shri Nama Mangal Nama Vali Vishyari Nakari Labal. Translation. Garuda Pandit, the 37th branch of the tree, always engaged in chanting the auspicious name of the Lord. Because of the strength of this chanting, even the effects of poison could not touch him. Purport. Garuda Pandit was once bitten by a poisonous snake, but the snake's poison could not affect him because of his chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Text 76. Gopinath Singha Eka Chaitanya Radas Akrur Bali Prabhu Yari Kaila Parihas. Translation. Gopinath Singha, the 38th branch of the tree, was a faithful servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord jokingly addressed him as Akrura. Purport. Actually, he was Akrura, as stated in Gaur Ganodesh Deepika. Om Ajnana Timarandhasya Jnananjan Shalakaya Chakshunmilitamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru శ్రీయుత్పదికమలం శ్రీ గురుం వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీన బంధు జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికాకాంతు రాధాకాంతు నమోస్తుతి తప్తి కాంచన్ గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియ వాంఛాకల్పతరుభయశ్చ కృపాసింధుభయే చ పతితనామ పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శివాశాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతి గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దయంతారణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీ చైతన్యైశ్వరం. So there are three verses. Do I go on to half eight? Quarter to nine? Okay, first of all, putting the context. The context here is that the Chaitanya tree has been described. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like the root of the tree, and various branches of this tree has been described in this chapter. Now prior to this, before this chapter, the chapter is entitled as the tree of devotional service. In Nityanandastukam, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, Bhaja Nityanandam Bhajana Tarukandam Nirvadhi. I worship Lord Nityanand Prabhu, who is the root of this tree of devotional service. So Nityanand Prabhu, as Balaram, he carries what? Plow. And plow is used to do what? Agriculture. Yeah? Crops. So Lord Nityanand or Lord Balaram, he is growing. And what is he growing? He is growing devotees. In the hearts of living beings, he is growing the devotional creeper, devotees. So here, Lord Chaitanya, ultimately he is the source of this tree, and various branches have been described here. The verses which we covered today, the two branches described, and there are two devotees, principal devotees, who are being described here. And verse 75, Garuda Pandit. గరుడ్ పండిట్ లోయ శ్రీనామ మంగళ నామ బోలే విశ్వయారే నాకురిలు బోల. సో గరుడ్ పండిత్ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ విత్ హిస్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్. హీస్ బీయింగ్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ హియర్ దట్ హీస్ ది 37th బ్రాంచ్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రీ, అండ్ ది క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఈస్ దట్ హీ ఆల్వేస్ చాంటెడ్ కృష్ణాస్ హోలీ నేమ్. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. అండ్ ఏ పర్టిక్యులర్ ఇన్సిడెంట్ పర్టిక్యులర్ ఈవెంట్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ హియర్ దట్ వన్స్ హీ వాజ్ బిటెన్ బై ఎ స్నేక్ బట్ బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ చాంటింగ్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ ద స్నేక్ బైట్ ద పాయిజన్ డిడ్ నాట్ అఫెక్ట్ హిమ్. సో సమ్బడీ మే ఫైండ్ దట్ దిస్ ఇస్ రియలీ గుడ్, ఐ నో I found a medicine for snake bite. Particularly in India, here you see the snakes only in the zoos, but in India, you freely see snakes, especially in the rainy season. And there are about 25,000 snake bites every year, and people die. So it's a big thing. Snake bite is a big thing. Here people go to play with the snakes because they are caged in a glass. But snake bite really happens It did happen in the past. It still happens. So Garuda Pandit was bitten by a snake, a real one, not a play one. But because he was chanting Krishna's name, then nothing happened to him, and he actually survived. We see some of the examples of snake bites and survivals in the legends of Ramayana. Once when Lord Ramchandra and Lakshmana were fighting in Lanka with Ravana, then his son Indrajit, he shot these arrows made of snakes, Nagpash. And these arrows came in the form of snakes, and they bound the Lord Ramchandra and Lord Lakshman. And they became unconscious. They became unconscious because these snakes were biting the transcendental body of the Lord and injecting their poison. So Hanumanji is very intelligent. Manojavam Marathi Tulli Vagam Chitendri Buddhimatam Varishtam. Hanumanji is Buddhimatam Varishtam. He is very intelligent, extremely intelligent. So Hanumanji, he thought what to do. He went and he got Garudji. Garuda is the Lord's carrier, Lord Vishnu's carrier, Krishna's carrier. But Garudji, he has very special qualification. Although Mother Kadru, who is the mother of all the snakes and nagas and serpents, she happens to be his aunt. But he likes to eat snakes. So when Garudji came, he knew these were the sons of Kadru, but because they were offending the Lord, so he came and he had a nice good feast on them. And the Lord revived. So we see the legends. And similarly in Mahabharata, one time when Bhima went to kill this demon when they were in Ekchakragram, Arjun was not there. Arjun was out begging alms. When he came to know that Bhima went alone, Bhimsen, to fight with this demon, although he knew the prowess of Bhima, but just to safeguard his brother's life, he shot a snake arrow. So that arrow went, and these arrows were chanted actually. These snakes were sent with a particular purpose, and they would only kill that person, particular person. So by the time the snake arrow went there, Bhima had already killed this demon. So then snake was wondering, he said, what do I do now? The demon is killed. So he asked Arjuna, what do I do? You created me, you sent me on a mission. I can't fulfill this mission anymore. So you tell me what to do now. So Arjuna ordered him, he said, you remain here in this forest and you'll get your food. So for 5,000 years, this snake was actually remaining in this forest and this attacking people. Only 500 years ago, when Lord Nityananda happened to pass by this forest, the snake came. He said, I have been ordered by Arjuna to bite anybody who comes this way. So Lord Nityananda, snake recognized him. How can I kill him? He is the origin of the biggest snake, the greatest snake, Anantshes. So Lord Nityananda ordered him. He said, look, you have killed enough people now. Stop this killing. Then the snake said, what do I eat? He said, don't worry. You don't harm anybody. The food will come here. I'll arrange your food. So in Ekchakragram, there's a place where the snake is there. People go there and they offer some food, some bananas, some milk, something like that. So the snakes are real. Their biting was real. The revival is also real. So Gauridas Pandit, this not Gauridas, Garuda, Garuda Pandit. Garuda, as his name is, the snakes are very afraid of Garuda because he eats them, he feasts on them. So he was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and he was revived. The poison could not affect him. We see that there are certain mantra in Vedic literature, particularly Narsingh Kavacha, Narayan Kavacha, like that. They are protective. They are very protective by nature. So Indra was protected by Narayan Kavacha. Then Narsingh Kavacha, this also protects devotees. Many devotees chant Narsingh Kavacha. So Narsingh Kavacha, one of the result of chanting Narsingh Kavacha is that Vrashchik Uraga Sambhutam Vishapaharanam Param Brahma Rakshas Yakshanam Durut Saran Karanam. I'll just spend maybe a couple of minutes on this verse, then move on to next one. So Vrashchik Uraga Sambhutam, this snake bite, and Vrashchik means scorpion. So scorpion, stinging scorpions, snake bites, then Brahma Rakshasas, when the ghost, particularly Brahma Rakshasas, those who have been devotees or who have been Brahmanas in their previous life, but because of some mistake, they ended up becoming ghost. And they are the most dangerous, most powerful ghost, Brahma Rakshasas. So by chanting Narsingh Kavacha, one can eradicate the dangers from a scorpion bite, snake bite, Brahma Rakshasas and Yakshanam, Yakshas. They are also a form of ghost spirits who can harm living entities. So these are the effects of chanting Narsingh Kavacha. Now, let's look at Narsingh Kavacha. So Narsingh Kavacha is actually contains names of Lord Narsingadeva. These are all names of Narsingadeva. And by chanting the names of Narsingadeva, Prahlad Maharaj is praying, Lord Narsingadeva, please you save my eyes, please you save my speech, please Narsingadeva, you save my hands, my memory, etc. So like that, these are names. So by chanting, the point here is by chanting Krishna's name, the snake bite and all kinds of dangers can be eradicated. Within Hare Krishna Mahamantra, all other mantras are contained. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra has Gayatri Mantra, Narsingh Mantra, Narayan Kavacha, everything is there. How is it? Because in the scripture it says that 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu equal to 3 names of Lord Ram. 3 names of Lord Ram equal to 1 name of Krishna. Now what we chant? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. So should we conclude that within Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Vishnu Sahasranam is there, Lord Ram's names are there, Narsingh Kavacha is there, Gayatri Mantra is there, everything is there. Will that be a right conclusion? Yeah? So Mahamantra is very powerful. Mahamantra has been glorified in the scriptures as Madhur Madhur Medan Mangala Mangalanam Sakanangam Valli Satpanam Chasurupam Sakritabi Parigitam Shuddhya Heleva Bhraguvan Narmatram Tareet Krishnanam. Krishna's name is very sweet. Madhuram Madhuram. Ballavacharya wrote this kavacha called Madhurashtakam. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ji Ki Jai, Shri Taram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gonithai Ki Jai. So Krishna's name is very sweet. And this is also Mangala Mangalanam. This brings auspiciousness to auspiciousness. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he addresses Krishna, Tumi Sarve Swareshwara Brajendra Kumara. So Krishna is not only Ishwara. Ishwara, he is Ishwara. Ishwara Paramahakrishna. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Sarveshwareshwara. My dear Lord, You are the Ishwara of the Ishwara of the Ishwaras. You are the Lord of the Lords. So Krishna's name, it brings auspiciousness to auspiciousness. Lord Shiva is known as Shiva. Shiva means auspicious. How did he become auspicious? Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in Saranagati that just by chanting Krishna's name, Shiva has become Shiva. Shiva has achieved his Shivatva because he is chanting Krishna's name. With his half closed eyes, he is always chanting Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, all living beings, all of us, we are being bitten by a snake every day. Do you know the name of the snake? Kalosmi, Krishna says. Krishna is time. In the form of time, he's swallowing everybody, biting everyone. But not the devotees. Because the devotees, like Lord Shiva, he's chanting Krishna's name and all the snakes have become his friends. So instead of having a scarf, Lord Shiva has got a snake scarf. Instead of having some nice ornaments, he has got these scorpions. So he has become Shiva, auspicious, because of chanting Krishna's name. Okay, let's move on to next verse. We've got two more verses to cover. So verse 76. Gopinath Singha Eka Chaitanya Radas Akrur Boli Prabhu Yarek Kaila Parihas. Gopinath Singha, the 38th branch of the tree, was a faithful servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord jokingly addressed him as Akrura. So this Gopinath Singha, who is the 38th branch of the tree, in his previous birth, he was Akrura, who was Krishna's uncle. So sometimes the nephew and uncle would joke. And Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would joke with Gopinath Singha by calling him Akrura. What is the joke? The joke is his name. His name is a joke. His name is a joke. How? Krur means cruel. Akrur means not cruel, means very merciful, very kind, compassionate. But Lord Chaitanya used his name to remind him of all the mischiefs he had done in his previous life. What kind of mischief did he do? First, he took Krishna Balaram from Vrindavan, the biggest mischief. And he told the Brijavasis, Mother Yashoda and Maharaj, that he is coming back after this Dhanushyagya of Kansa. And then Krishna never came back for a long, long time. First mischief. So although his name is Akrura, but the kind of act he had done was very cruel. Was it cruel or not? It's very cruel. To the extent that Mother Yashoda cried so much that she became almost blind. So much crying. She was old, and she almost became blind by crying. And who had done this to her? Akrura. His name is Akrura, but it's a joke. How can he be Akrura? Because he is so cruel. Second mischief he had done was in Dwarka. He stole Samantak money. We read in Krishna book, in Srimad Bhagavatam. He stole that money and went to Banaras, Varanasi. And what was he doing there? Because Samantak money was producing gold every day. It was given by sun god with the specific quality that it could produce gold. So Samantak money was producing gold and he was taking that gold and doing food for life. He stole from Krishna, went to Kashi. And then from that money which he stole from Krishna, he's doing food for life. He's trying to please the Brahmanas. So that was another mischief he did. So by calling him Akrura, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was joking with him. Look, I know what you did. Your name may be Akrura, but you are the cruelest person ever. Because first of all, you cheated Brajavasis, then you cheated me, and now you still keep this name called Akrura. It's a joke. Is it a joke or not? Definitely a joke. Okay, third verse. Am I moving too fast? Should I carry on like that? Okay. Third verse is the verse which we read today. And this is talking about Srimad Bhagavatam. So basically, this lecture was designed in three parts. First, we talked about the holy name. Second, Lord Chaitanya's playful dealings with his devotees by calling his Akrura to Gopinath Singha and reminding him of his mischief. Now the third verse is talking about Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavati Devananda Vakreshwar Krapate Bhagavatera Bhakti Artha Paila Prabhu Haite. Devananda Pandit was a professional reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam. But by the mercy of Vakreshwar Pandit and the grace of the Lord, he understood the devotional interpretation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his teachings have been condensed by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in the following verse. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesatana Taddham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Yakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Purana Mamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matmidam Tatrodaru Napara. Mahaprabhu's teachings have been condensed, summarized in this verse. First, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesatana. Bhagavan Vrajestana, Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, he is the supremely worshipable deity. He is supremely worshipable. Even worshipable to Lord Brahma, Shiva, and Lord Vishnu himself. Supremely worshipable. First fact. Second, Taddham Vrindavanam, his holy abode, his transcendental abode of Vrindavan, is as worshipable as Krishna himself. So the devotees go, they do Vrindavan Parikrama, they do Navadvip Parikrama, because Krishna's holy abode is as worshipable. Then, Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadhu Vargeni Yakalpita. This is the third essence of Mahaprabhu's teachings. Then Mahaprabhu showed that the method of worship which the gopis adopted is the supreme method of worship. Loving Krishna unconditionally. Fourth, has relation to the verse we are discussing now. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan. Srimad Bhagavatam is the Amal Purana, spotless Purana. Why Srimad Bhagavatam is Amal Purana, not others? Because the Puranas have been divided into three categories. There are some Puranas which are for people in the mode of ignorance. There are some Puranas for people in the mode of passion. There are some Puranas for people in the mode of goodness. There are some Puranas which are for people who are beyond these three modes of material nature, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Yeah. Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established Srimad Bhagavatam as the essence of all scriptures. And because this devotee called Bhagavati Devananda, he was making a profession of Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu did not like it. He was a professional reciter. His name was Bhagavati Devananda. So Mahaprabhu did not like it. Srila Prabhupada's instruction is not to hear from professional speakers. Because professional speakers, their focus is not Krishna. Their focus is Lakshmi or money. In my experience of knowing who these speakers are of Srimad Bhagavatam, in my estimate, most of them, a majority of them, are Mayavadis or impersonalists. They would speak Srimad Bhagavatam with all fanfares, tabla here, sitar here, everything, harmonium, everything, nice singing, beautiful singing, nice music, some pandit sitting alongside, reciting the verse. But when it comes to the conclusion, then they would conclude that Maharaj Parikshit, after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he merged into Brahman. That's their conclusion. So this is the biggest crime to Srimad Bhagavatam. How can that be? Meaning that most of these speakers, they are impersonalists or Mayavadis. And Mayavadis, there's a big market actually for Srimad Bhagavatam reciters. Very big market. One reciter would normally charge Indian 5 lakhs rupees, which is equivalent to 5,000 pounds, British pound, a week. And most of them, some of them are actually booked for 2 years, 5 years. So you can imagine the enormous amount of money which comes from reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. But see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like this. And therefore he was displeased. And it so happened that one time Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani incarnate. And see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself used to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. At Narendra Sarovar in Puri, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit down and Gadadhar Pandit would recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu will hear. That was the example the Lord set, that we hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a Bhagavat. So Mahaprabhu's confidential associate, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, he says, Bhagavat padho giya Bhagavat sthane. You must go and study Srimad Bhagavatam at the shelter of a devotee, from devotee. So Mahaprabhu used to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. One time Gadadhar Pandit, he went to one of the recitation of Bhagavati Devananda. So by hearing Bhagavatam, Gadadhar Pandit started crying. He went into ecstasy. But the disciples of Devananda, Bhagavati, they took him out and threw him out from the assembly. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he was very displeased. So one night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to this place and he chastised him severely. But even after the chastisement, Bhagavati Devananda did not realize that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually Krishna himself. It is only by the mercy of Vakreshwar Pandit that he came to realize that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So this is what the verse is saying here. As we know, the two things being emphasized here. First, do not hear from people who are Mayavadis. Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoilo sarvanash. Secondly, do not hear Srimad Bhagavatam from professional reciters. One time, Gorkhadas Babaji Maharaj, he was talking to one of his follower. And the follower came and said, Babaji Maharaj, such and such, he recites Bhagavatam very nicely. Babaji Maharaj said, you should go and purify that place with cow dung. Once he had spoken Srimad Bhagavatam. Very strange. Because Bhagavatam is auspicious, is Krishna. So he asked Babaji Maharaj, how come you're saying that the place where the Bhagavatam was spoken must be purified? Then Babaji Maharaj explained, he said, the reason is because I did not hear any Bhagavatam there. All I heard was rupee, rupee, rupee. That's all I heard. Therefore you should go and purify that place with cow dung, because that place is contaminated. The speaker's intentions were contaminated. His intentions were not glorifying Krishna. Just like Ravana, he wanted Sita, but not Ram. So people want Lakshmi, but not Narayana. More or less same intention. So the Bhagavatam speakers, they are reciting Krishna's scripture. Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna, but they do not want Krishna. And they don't want their audience to accept Krishna as well. So that is the fault of hearing from people who are not devotees. Now I'm just going to spend maybe a few minutes on glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, then we'll take some questions. Who hears the Srimad Bhagavatam? One time, when Lord Krishna had departed from the planet, Vajranav, his great grandson, he was looking after all the queens of Dwarka in Vrindavan. So Maharaj Parikshit appointed Vajranav as the king of Mathura. Maharaj Yudhishthira actually. And then he put him in charge of all the queens of Dwarka. Now these queens of Dwarka, in separation from Krishna, they were very, very aggrieved. They were in a bad state. But amongst those queens, Kalindi, she was happy. She was happy like anything. So these queens, they came to Kalindi and they asked, like, really, what is the secret of your happiness? Like us, you are also one of the queens of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. The Lord has left this planet. We are dying of his separation, but you seem to be very happy. So she said, it's a secret. The secret is as follows. She said, when you are in Vrindavan, you are remembering Krishna. The remembrance is very intense. And because of that remembrance, I have taken the form of a river. So Kalindi is also another name of Mother Yamuna. Yamuna Maharani. So she said, because I'm serving Radha and Krishna in the form of this river, I'm still remembering them and those pastimes, and therefore I feel happy. I feel Krishna's presence. Same thing happened when Arjuna, he came back from Dwarka, described in the first canto, and he was very sad, extremely despondent. But when he started remembering Krishna's instruction given in Bhagavad Gita at the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he started feeling Krishna's presence. So Krishna's remembrance is non-different from Krishna's presence. Krishna is present when Krishna is remembered. Either by the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam heard from devotees, or by chanting Krishna's names, or by worshipping and seeing the deities, Krishna is present. So Kalindi then suggested that actually, in order to eradicate your sadness, your despondency, you should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Uddhavaji. Uddhavaji is still living in Badrika Ashram. So before leaving the planet, Lord Krishna, he instructed Uddhava in Srimad Bhagavatam 12th canto. He instructed Uddhava. He left all the knowledge with Uddhava and then he left. So Uddhava, he resides in two places, in Badrika Ashram as well as in Vrindavan. So then they started, Maharaj Parikshit was there and all the devotees were there. In order to invoke Uddhava's presence, they started Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hari Hari. So while doing this tumultuous kirtan, Uddhava slowly is appeared from the bushes of Vrindavan in Kusum Sarovar. There is Uddhava Kund near Kusum Sarovar. He appeared from the bushes. And this is exactly what he had desired. When he gave the message, he was the messenger of Krishna to the gopis, Uddhava Sandes. So Krishna selected Uddhava to give the message to the gopis, the confidential personal message. And when Uddhava went to Vrindavan, this is something which was a revelation. It is described in the Iskanda Purana, Vaishnukhanda or Iskanda Purana, that Uddhava was actually speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. So Uddhava, when he appeared, he said, when the Lord was present on the planet, he took me as a confidential associate, and today I am telling you how I became the confidential associate of Krishna. Uddhava is one of those fortunate devotees or fortunate souls who went to the heavenly planet to study. So Uddhava went to study to heavenly planets from Brihaspati. He is a disciple of Brihaspati. And Lord Krishna himself used to take advice from Uddhava because he was so learned. He was a student of Brihaspati. So Uddhava said that Brihaspati, my guru, he actually, alongside teaching other things, other scriptures, he taught me Srimad Bhagavatam. And he said to me that amongst all the knowledge which I am teaching you, this Srimad Bhagavatam is most confidential. And this will help you to become an associate of Krishna. So Uddhava said that by studying Srimad Bhagavatam from Brihaspati for a month and then reciting, he said, I have attained this position of being the confidential associate of Krishna. And then he said that Brihaspati also revealed few secrets. The secret is that Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, they all prayed to Krishna. See, sitting in his crown temple, we can say this. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can say this because this is exactly what Lord Brahma reveals in Brahma Sanhita. And this is the privilege which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, Prabhupada has given us. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they all prayed to Krishna. Brahma said, I'm creating so many living entities. But I want to know how to please my creator. Lord Krishna said, fine. Lord Shiva said, I'm destroying. By your order. But I want to know how to avoid destruction in my own life. Fine. Lord Vishnu said, I am maintaining. But I want to know how to maintain my own spiritual well-being, how to maintain my own self and Lakshmi. How to keep Lakshmi happy and my own self happy. So Krishna instructed Srimad Bhagavatam to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu. And by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, they all became happy and they attained their position which they have now. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Sharanagati also describes that by the mercy of Krishna, Lord Brahma creates. By the mercy of Krishna, Lord Shiva destroys. By the mercy of Krishna, Lord Vishnu maintains. Tava iccha mate Brahma korena srajana. Tava iccha mate Vishnu korena palana. Tava iccha mate Shiva korena sanghar. Tava iccha mate maya sraje karagar. By your divine will, Lord Brahma is creating, Lord Shiva is destroying, Lord Vishnu is maintaining, and Maya Devi is creating this network to keep the living entities conditioned in the world. So these are some of the glories which are described in this Skanda Purana, Vaishnava Khand. I'm going to read two verses describing these glories and then finish there. glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Shastram Yat Bhagavatir Yada Kirtate Shruyate Chapi Sri Krishna's Tatra Nishitam. Translation: whenever and wherever devotees of Bhagavatam, devotees of Bhagwan, recite and listen to the scripture Srimad Bhagavatam, there for certain Sri Krishna is present. Krishna is present. Second verse: Srimad Bhagavatam Yatra Slokam Slok Ardham Evacha Tatravi Bhagwan Krishna Ballivi Bhi Virajate. Wherever a single verse or half of a verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is heard, the personality of Godhead shines forth along with the gopis. Follow Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Now finally, I'm just want to conclude this. So this Srimad Bhagavatam was taken 50 years ago from now to the source of America, to the West, by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In Padma Purana, in the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhakti Devi reveals this. She says, Idam sthanam parityajya videsham gamyati maya. I would leave this land. This land means Vrindavan. So Bhakti Devi is saying to Narada Muni that I would leave this land. Go where? She said, I would go to foreign lands. Bolo Bhakti Maharani ki? Yes. So Bhakti Devi came to the foreign land 50 years ago. Where did she come from? She came within the heart of Srila Prabhupada in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, and by the mercy of Bhakti Devi, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we all are assembled here, hearing, chanting Krishna's name, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit. So this was all Krishna's plan. And particularly this verse, when I read this, that Bhakti Devi is speaking, that she would go to foreign land. And she is speaking passive, you know, the active sentence, the passive sentence. She is saying, Gammati Maya, I would be carried. So I'm not going myself. I would be carried. Carried within the heart of her most confidential devotee, most glorified devotee, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki? Jai.